Good morning, and thank you for joining me on the Path to Liberty. This is the Fast Friday edition of the show for February 28th, 2020. Today's episode, like nuts and gum of all things, today we're talking about coronavirus and NSA spying together at last. And of course, an effort to supposedly protect you from one is likely to include a continuation of the other. First of all, before getting to that, my name is Michael Bolden. We broadcast live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time from here in my home office and studio in downtown Los Angeles for the 10th Amendment Center. You can find all the platforms we're on, both video and audio-only podcast, all of our archives, show notes, links to important stuff like our membership program, which you can sign up for as little as $2 a month if you really support us. Find all of that over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/path to liberty. Again, 10thamendmentcenter.com/path to liberty, all spelled out. Now, since this is the Fast Friday edition of the show, I'm not going to go on in too many detail here, but let's get right to it and see if I can keep this to about 10 minutes or so. And this is something I want to start out with a quote. This is something that I've cited often, especially recently, and it comes from John Adams back when he was one of the good guys. Now, of course, I'm going to cite him a little bit later on when he was one of the bad guys too, but early on, especially before the revolution, like here in 1776, when he had this to say, "Fear is the foundation of most governments." Now, those of you who've watched or listened to the show for a while, you've heard me mention this before, but my only problem with that statement is the word most. I would strike that, and fear is the foundation of government, period. Now, John Adams, where he really made a mistake here on this, was that he said, look, I just don't expect the American people to ever be kind of corralled like this. I'm paraphrasing what he had to say, but he said, you know, this is the common thing throughout history. Good thing we've got a good, strong, moral, solid people here in America, and we're not going to be pushed through fear into giving up. Obviously, things are a lot different today, and whatever the issue, people tend to run for a centralized authority to fix things or protect them from something. And now we live under the largest government in the history of the world, and it's not even close. Now, with that as our foundation, fear, let's talk about coronavirus and NSA spying. And here from a report in The Intercept just yesterday, a spending bill for coronavirus. Let's check this out. The congressional effort, and this is from Ryan Grimm, the congressional effort to rein in the government's surveillance powers before a looming deadline on March 15th could run up against a new opponent, the coronavirus. They're talking about the CDR, the Call Detail Record Program that's part of Section 215 of the Patriot Act. This is not the only thing that's up for renewal, and it's far from the only thing that they use for surveillance authority, but it's a pretty significant one as well. They say this and other key provisions of the Patriot Act must be reauthorized by March 15th, or something good happens. The surveillance authority lapses. And this seems to happen every now and again. I'm sure they're going to push to make this permanent eventually. I know there have been some calls to make this calls. And that's a pun to make this permanent at some point soon. So there have been some efforts on the House side to kind of water down the surveillance powers or to restrict them, make it a little bit less bad, maybe even significantly less bad. And there's been some negotiations. But of course, check this out. The negotiations have been thrown off track. Critics of the spying program are alarmed by the possibility that congressional leaders may try, surprise, surprise, right? Congressional leaders may try to use the coronavirus outbreak and the coinciding legislation to fund a response as a vehicle to muscle through an unamended extension or reauthorization. And they go further. The Trump administration's request for $2.5 billion to mitigate the coronavirus pandemic. Why doesn't he just say it's an emergency? I mean, he's done this in the past, whether you agree with that or not. He doesn't need to go for another funding bill based off of his own precedent. I mean, I think he does. But anyways, they say it's likely to become an unstoppable legislative vehicle. a must-pass piece of legislation. How many times have we heard this? This is must-pass. If you don't pass this, you hate farmers. If you don't pass this, you're against the kids. If you don't pass this, you want the troops to die. You're with the terrorists. Over and over and over, we're slammed with, if this isn't passed, some horrible thing is going to happen. Again, fear is the foundation of government, period. Going forward, this is must-pass legislation that congressional leaders of both parties, they're concerned, could use to ram through a reauthorization, and they said, of the FBI's called Detailed Records Program. This is NSA, FBI. They all work together through information sharing environment, the called Detailed Records Program of Section 215 of the Patriot Act. And this would sidestep any reform efforts. I don't really want the program reformed because it shouldn't exist at all. But the more roadblocks they put in a way, the easier it will be for states and localities to undermine, resist, reject, and nullify these surveillance powers. Going further, the Senate said somebody, I'm not sure if this was on or off the record or how you actually refer to this, but they said it anonymously. A Democrat from the House Judiciary Committee said the Senate is, quote, threatening to put that clean reauthorization into something like coronavirus funding, which would make it impossible to defeat if we don't come up with a bill here. So there is some effort to actually be concerned about this. There is some concern about this in Washington, D.C. Surprisingly, maybe. I don't know. But the bottom line is this next quote. And I think this really gets to the heart of it at all. This Democrat from the House Judiciary put it this way, quote, Pelosi and Schiff will never allow it to expire. And this is such a great example, as a side note, this is such a great example of what a fraud the so-called resistance is in Washington, D.C., led by these types of Democrats like Pelosi and Schiff. And mind you, you should know that I am no fan of Republicans either, so this isn't a partisan thing, but these people, it's absurd. It doesn't matter what party they are. If you supposedly think that the president is the worst in history, most dangerous, possibly the most dangerous person on the face of the earth, you would never, ever want them to have more surveillance powers. You don't want them to have more power over anything because they're so dangerous. So either these people are just lying, or maybe they just don't care because they want their own team to have that same type of power, or probably a combination of both. But this is really dangerous stuff, especially at a time when people are really concerned about their health, about something unknown, unseen, like the coronavirus. And there's a lot of hype and coverage about this as well. The greatest economy in the history of the world is being taken down by a virus. As Peter Schiff put it, he said, you know, it's a huge bubble. And maybe the virus is the pin that pricks it, but the bubble is a bubble, and that bubble was going to pop eventually anyways. But getting off track there, going a little bit further, there's a lot of reason to be concerned about this type of approach with reauthorizing NSA surveillance or the Patriot Act, because they've done it before. Just the last time around, here's how Ryan Grimm put it. He said, the last time critics of government overreach, and I got to kind of reject that. I use this phrase as well, government overreach, federal overreach. It really is softens the fact that when government exercises powers not delegated to it, it is considered a usurpation. St. George Tucker in 1803, one of the greatest legal minds of that time, highly respected, he said doing this is treason, not treason as listed in the Constitution, but treason against the sovereignty of the people. So calling it overreach is really an understatement. So the last time critics of this treason attempted to reform the USA Freedom Act, which sucked, but it was still less bad in some ways, which modified the Patriot Act, they were denied a standalone vote, which when it was instead attached to a must-pass government spending bill. We've been through this before. This is how it always plays out. The promise from leadership, Ryan writes, at the time was that the extension would be short-term. And as the old saying goes, there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program, kind of like the income tax, which was going to be a temporary wartime measure, right? And they said skeptics would have an opportunity the next time around for reforms. That's now, and that is now in doubt. And I think the best way to sum it up is this from James Madison, the so-called father of the Constitution, in May of 1798, at the height of the ramp up to the passage of the Alien and Sedition Acts, which John Adams signed just a few weeks after this letter that Madison wrote to Jefferson. And mind you, 1798 is a big deal. Both Jefferson and Madison drafted and helped pass the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions against that hated Alien and Sedition Acts, those hated Alien and Sedition Acts that were passed in November and December of that year. But this is how Madison put it in this private letter to Jefferson in May of 1798. He said, "Perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged to provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad." I don't think that needs any further explanation from me. Madison was no conspiracy theorist. He was one of the most well-versed in history at the time, and he warned us. And unfortunately, I think people are too willing to give up their liberty for perceived safety, but they never seem to get it all, because I think the only way we can be safe is when we're free. Well, I hope you guys found this interesting. I hope you found it educational. More importantly, educational. I really hope you learned something. I'm trying to learn something new every day myself. I really appreciate you spending some time with me today. A reminder, I will not be having a show next week, Monday. I've got a good buddy coming in town that I don't get to see too often, so I'm taking the day off. But if you support us, make sure to smash that like button, leave a review on a podcast edition, subscribe. Of course, you can always get a membership for as little as $2 a month over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/members. And thank you so much again for joining me. I'm incredibly grateful for you being here with me today, and I'll see you later next week here on the Path to Liberty.